Works in progress. You are all spiritual works in progress. And here is the dilemma you might find yourself in. You are working on believing there is nothing to do, that you are already perfect, and that your feelings of separation from God and Spirit are illusion. This is an awareness you are cultivating. You also realize if you completely believe those truths, you would be a much different person and the world would be a much different place, wouldn't it? So you are working on it. But what does that mean? Just what do you do to enhance your spiritual consciousness? While working on your own consciousness, how do you raise the level of consciousness of the planet? What are you doing? What are you going to do to change and transform things? A few years ago, Richard Pryor was struggling with his cocaine addiction. A friend came to see him in his apartment and saw what a mess he was in. The friend said, "You really have a problem. What are you going to do about it?" Pryor responded, "I'm okay. I'm all right." His friend said, "Yeah, but what are you going to do?" This conversation went on for some time, with the friend always ending with, "Yeah, but what are you going to do?" What are you going to do? It's a great question. "I'm stuck." But what are you going to do? "I'm depressed." But what are you going to do? "Nothing is working for me." But what are you going to do? "I feel as if God has abandoned me." "Yeah, but what are you going to do?" Taking action is a way of letting God and the universe know you are serious about transforming yourself. Action is a way of demonstrating that you are not just talk or empty wishes. There might be times in your life when you experience yourself powerfully challenged by life, or even when you feel overwhelmed with seemingly impossible circumstances. At those times, please remember that you are still here. You might be a little bruised and maybe a little bit battered and bloody, but you are still here. Those circumstances did not destroy you. Please remember that. As it is said so many times, there is nothing that comes along in life that God and you can't handle. The question has come up before, how do you get to Carnegie Hall? The answer is still the same. Practice, practice, practice. You sometimes forget that spiritual growth has many of the same dynamics as the rest of life. Any kind of growth or transformation requires commitment, focus, and work. There are very few things in life you will achieve on the first try. When it comes to spirituality, however, many times you think you should get it immediately. You probably expect magic, instant enlightenment, or road to Damascus kind of experience. There is nothing wrong with that expectation. It is destructive, though, to think there is something wrong with you if those things do not happen. Please know there is nothing wrong with the process of transformation, even if it does not happen the way you think it ought to right away. Do you think someone could read a book on swimming and become an Olympic champion? It does not matter how good the book is. It does not matter how good a swimmer the author is. It is still going to take a lot more than a good book or two or three or four to get this athlete where he or she wants to go. Action, action, action. That is why they call it spiritual practice. You do not arrive at your destination all at once. Can you imagine a mother saying, "Oh, I know all there is about parenting. I can just get by relying on what I already have learned." Of course, some people do, to their own dismay. If you look at practically anything in your life, you will realize you are always learning. you're always practicing some ways to get better. Suppose you play a musical instrument or have another hobby that requires some skill or coordination. There will be times when you have not practiced it in a while. It will take you some time to get back to the skill level you were at once before. The same would be true if you stopped walking. If you were bedridden, for instance, for a time, you would still know how to walk in your head, but your muscles would have forgotten, or at least they would not be able to function on the level they did before. With regard to your normal daily living, with things such as eating and sleeping and bathing, going to work, taking care of the kids, paying the bills, you would not even think of saying, "Oh, I've done that already, and it didn't work because there are still more bills, my teeth still get dirty, my kids still need discipline." These are such obvious examples. But again, when it comes to the spiritual, this concept of action and practice goes out the window. Somehow, when you enter into the spiritual arena, you think it should be different. You pray, so there should be instant relief. You think there should be a dramatic change. And when it does not show up the way you want or expect, you say, "Oh, what's the use?" Can you imagine saying out loud, "Oh, I prayed about that once. Oh, I worked on changing that negative thought once." Even before you explore what you need to be practicing, there is an extremely important concept to be aware of, and that is commitment. How would you complete the following statement? "I am dedicated to." Suppose you say, "I am dedicated to world peace." The question that follows is, how are you dedicated to world peace? What are you doing? You might say, "I am dedicated to my spiritual growth." Oh, so you are dedicated to your spiritual growth. What are you doing? Do those kinds of questions make you uncomfortable? Good. Those questions are supposed to make you uncomfortable.